From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting at least 32 civilians have been killed in the past 24 hours as Syrian government warplanes and artillery hit rebel-held districts in the city of Aleppo for a second day. The bombardment damaged two hospitals, a blood bank, and residential buildings in the city's eastern neighborhoods. In what may be his last major overseas foreign policy speech, U.S. President Barack Obama told an audience in Greece Wednesday, American democracy is imperfect, but in his words, better than the alternatives. He spoke at length about the challenges and stresses of globalism.
I firmly believe that the best hope for human progress remains open markets combined with democracy and human rights. But I have argued that the current path of globalization demands a course correction. In the years and decades ahead, our countries have to make sure that the benefits of an integrated global economy are more broadly shared by more people.
Mr. Obama also emphasized the importance of a peaceful transition to a new Trump administration. The Russian Supreme Court has overturned the conviction of opposition figure and anti-corruption activist Alexei Navalny. The court has sent the case back to a lower court for retrial. Navalny was convicted in 2013 of embezzling timber and sentenced to 5 years in prison. The trial was largely perceived as a vendetta against a rising political star, coming just 2 months before the Moscow mayoral election in which Navalny was a candidate. Former U.S. Defense Secretary Melvin Laird has died. His grandson says he died Wednesday in Florida at the age of 94. Laird was a congressman from Wisconsin before he became Pentagon chief during the Nixon administration. This is VOA News.